Hello and welcome to Meandering with Myrn, a potpourri of podcasts by me, veterinary ethologist Myrn Milani. Join me as I ponder any and all things animal and human, what we know and what we don't, where we've been, where we are, and where we're headed. Did you ever get the feeling you'd fallen down a rabbit hole? I had that feeling several weeks ago when I tried to apply for my driver's license online. That was such an odd experience that I even did a podcast about it. And now I've fallen down a rabbit hole again. Only it's sort of the same rabbit hole but kind of different, so maybe it's part of a warren. And in a way, that's probably true when you think about it because I was dealing with the government. And if ever there was a warren of rabbit holes to fall down, if anyone could create them, surely the government could. So after I got kicked out of the computerized license renewal process because I refused to lie, I had to make a real live appearance at the real live Department of Motor Vehicles. I was all set for this. I had filled out my form. I had my full name, complete with the now required middle name. And I was scrupulously honest. I didn't shave any pounds off. I didn't pretend I was taller than I really am. And I even put down brown/gray for the color of my hair. I was so into this. I was just gung-ho. And I was there at like 2 minutes after 8 in the morning. I just waltzed right in. There was no one waiting. I went up to this cheerful woman. She asked for my application. She asked for my old driver's license. I was so ready. I didn't have to fumble around looking for this stuff. I had it. I had it right there in my hand. And I handed it to her. And she did the clickety-clickety-clickety thing on her computer. And then she asked me how I was going to pay. Credit card, cash, or check. I already had the check written, and I handed it to her. And I'm getting that same feeling again. All right, this is going to be a go. This is going to be a go. And then she said to me, could you go over there and read line number 5? So I went over, and I always forget this. You have to bang your head into the little viewer to turn the light on. And there's always that split second when I look in there and I can't see anything. And it's like, man, it's like, oh my God, I'm blind. I'm blind, and I didn't even know it. But then I smashed my head in there and the light came on and I just zipped through line 5 like a house afire. Last step was to get my picture taken. The woman, same woman, does everything now. I mean, she is like the multitasker. I mean, she is totally efficient. So I pressed my back against the screen, looked at the X, and smiled. And then she said to me, do you like the picture? And I thought this was rather an odd question. I mean, whoever likes their driver's license picture? To have a good driver's license picture, I mean, there's something distinctly un-American about that. But aside from that, I didn't know why she was asking me, because I couldn't see my picture anywhere. But I did see a blank computer screen, and I said, is the picture supposed to come up on the screen? And she said, yes, isn't it? And I said, no. So then she futzed around with that for a while, and then we decided it just wasn't going to work. And I really didn't care. All I wanted was my license with my middle name on it. So, last step. Last step is to sign my name on one of those electronic signature things that always make your signature look like you're suffering from some terminal disease. And then once you sign it, then you say that it's you by pressing yes or no. Okay, I'm cool on this. I sign my full name. And then when I go to press yes, I look at the top of the screen and it says, verify that your name is. And then right below it, it says, Myrna Milani. So I looked at the woman and I said, that's not my full name. I need my full name on this in order to use your online program. And she looked at me and she said, well, I can't put it on your license. And I said, why not? And this is when I could feel the ground giving way. and I could feel myself slipping downward, and I knew that the Red Queen and the Cheshire Cat were going to be waiting for me down there, and she said to me, "I can't put it in because it's not in our database." "Oh," I said, primarily because I couldn't think of anything else to say. Because if there is no way to put it in the database online, and there's no way that a real person could put it in a database, what was I to do? So I swallowed several sarcastic remarks and very politely said, "So how do I get the required middle name on my driver's license?" She said, "Well, you'll have to bring proof. You know, your birth certificate or your passport, and then we'll do a name change." And I said, "Oh." And then I discovered I wasn't even going to get a real license. I was only going to get a temporary one, no doubt because they were going to do a security check on me. So all I got was a little thin black and white driver's license that she told me not to put against something plastic in my wallet because it would stick and I'd never get it off there. And then the final indignity. She put my hair color down as gray.
You've been listening to a podcast by veterinary ethologist Myrna Milani. For more podcasts, commentaries and books about animal behavior and the human-animal bond, and links to behavior and bond sites, check out my website at www.mmilani.com. For more specific information, feel free to email me at mm@mmilani.com. All rights related to the content of these podcasts are retained by Myrna Milani. The background music, "Molly on the Shore" by Percy Grainger, is used with permission from Katova Arts, www.katova.com.